Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here on Christmas Day, 2019. Hooray. Oh, my goodness. It's hard to believe that it's actually 2019. Next year, 2020. And I'm just thrilled today to spend some time with you. And anybody that wants to call in, please call in and share your stories at 347-945-5428. We're just going to keep it a casual show today. Randy's actually doing a lot with Family Radio this week and next week. And we usually do our holiday show, and I was gonna pull back this year on it a little bit, and then I thought, no, I'm still gonna get on and talk and share some stories. And this is a special time of year. There's so many different holidays right now. We have, you know, the Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and many more holidays right now, and it's so special to be able to share these with you. Many people are really happy this time of year, and some people are not as happy, so I decided I wanted to still get on and do our holiday show and keep it casual. And for those of you that want to call in, 347-945-5428, and we're going to have some fun. I see one caller right now. I'm going to say, hey, Pat, how are you doing?
Hi, Natalie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. It's so good to hear your voice. We're going to talk in today. Yeah. What are you all doing today?
I had Christmas morning with my grandchildren at Jennifer's house by invitation.
Good.
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in heaven.
Yes.
Hi there,
well,
hon. How are you? It's so good to hear your voices.
We're on
Cat
Island. The weather is beautiful. It's a beautiful Christmas morning, and I just wanted to call and say hi.
I'm so glad. Hang out with us, because we're going to just do a show for about 45 minutes today instead of an hour, and just go over some Christmas traditions. And it's just so cool. It's just so neat, because so many people are doing different things. I'm actually by myself this year. Ken and his girlfriend went up to Montreal, and So I was going to kind of go hang out with some Jewish friends today and have some Chinese food. And then I thought, no, I've got a lot I can do here. So I'm just going to
celebrate Hanukkah.
You know, our
celebrate
happy Hanukkah.
Okay. Take
you
care.
Know, it's
bye-bye.
It's so great. You're going to go? You're not going to stay in, huh? You're just going to call? Okay. We've got a
–
well, it's great calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a merry, merry Christmas. So we've got traditions coming in all around the world. Those were some good friends that just called in. The 10 top places they said to visit around the world, believe it, are Bethlehem, West Bank, Santa Claus Village, which is actually in Finland, New York City, Bondi Beach, Australia, Midnight Mass, the Vatican, Dublin, Ireland, Nuremberg, Germany, and Zurich, Switzerland. That's 10 top places to visit. I'm sure there's so many places around the world that are just great to visit. And we're going to talk a little bit today about, a couple things with the Christmas spirit. I hope everybody's having a great time. And for those of you who aren't, you know, there's so many places you can go today if you're able to go. Even the soup kitchens homeless. So many people need people to reach out. I always hear that it's typically more people go to these places to help out in the holidays rather than all year long, which they're always needed all year long. But, you know, whenever you get down, the best thing you can do is call somebody, get out there and reach out, because when we serve and give back, it makes all the difference in the world. It makes us feel better. It turns everything around. So we're going to have a little bit of Christmas spirit here. I'm going to put a song on and come right back and get into the Christmas cheer spirit. Okay, our songs aren't playing for some reason. We have some Christmas songs here to play and move on. So we'll go on to the next. We'll be back quicker than we thought. We'll check a couple of these. I'm wondering why they're not playing. Let's see. Beautiful thing about audio. You check it and it works and sometimes it doesn't, but this will still roll on with the internet. Maybe my computer's locking up.
This is Randy Zachary at Family Radio, and we've got the good news. For over 7 decades, a Marine base in Albany, Georgia, has been partnering with the Salvation Army to collect toy donations. These toys will be redistributed by Toys for Tots to underprivileged children for Christmas. Since 1947, Toys for Tots has distributed over 500 million toys across the nation. Last year in Albany alone, over 4,000 children were given Christmas gifts. Celebrating Christmas is a great opportunity to introduce children to God's greatest gift. Jesus told his disciples, "Forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." As we bring gifts to children this year, let us bring children to Jesus. For more good news, go to familyradio.org.
Hope you're having a happy holiday out there, spreading Christmas cheer. And if you are alone or want to call in, you can call in to 347-945-5428. And Christmas traditions around the world, there's so many. And if you have any new ones, call in and let us know. I'm going to read off some of these that are really cute. And we've got warm weather, cold weather all over, and Christmas traditions. And I just think it's so special. This, of course, is a holy time to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and the commercial traditions are so special for the little ones to be able to get gifts from Santa and celebrate, and it's just a time to give and have cheer and just a beautiful time. In Australia, they have a living down under in the southern hemisphere means that Christmas falls during the summer season. Wow. When you look at it, on Christmas Day, many families, because it's warm, will celebrate a lunchtime barbecue to grill and then head to the beach. Father Christmas, as Santa is known to Australian kids, and even known to make an appearance at the beach, sometimes arriving by surfboard instead of a signature sleigh. It's also another tradition in Australia is carols by candlelight, which takes place in cities and towns across Australia. China. While in many countries around the world, candies and pastries reign supreme when it comes to a Christmas sweet, in China, apples are the festive treat of choice. It's believed the tradition comes from the similarity of the Chinese word for apple, pingguo, to the Chinese word for Christmas Eve, pingayi. Although Christmas isn't an official holiday in China, it's becoming more and more celebrated each year. Peace apples have become the go-to gift, and they're regular apples packaged in special boxes and wrapped in colorful paper. So there's just so many ways we do this here, huh? In the Czech Republic, it's Christmas Eve is when there's a big feast, including fried carp. Many families will buy the fish live in the weeks leading up to Christmas and keep it as sort kind of a pet in their bathtub, ooh, until it's time to eat. However, nowadays, many will release the carp into a river on Christmas Eve rather than eat it to avoid animal cruelty. Look how times have changed. Like, it's just so wonderful how everything's changed and keeps coming forward. And in Japan, a white-bearded man has become associated with Christmas, and it's not Santa Claus. KFC's Colonel Sanders makes an appearance at millions of Japanese Christmas dinners. I wasn't aware of that, and I have friends that are Japanese. I would just have to talk to them about that. This is the first time I realized that. And that's right, the American Fried Chicken fast food restaurant has become the go-to to Christmas dinner in Japan. The story is that in the early 1970s, the manager of the first KFC in Japan began marketing a party barrel of fried chicken to be sold on Christmas. After it came to him in a dream, he said he was inspired after he heard foreigners in the restaurant talk about how they missed having turkey on Christmas. He thought dinner of fried chicken would make a great substitute and began marketing it as a way to celebrate Christmas. By 1974, KFC took the Christmas marketing plan national across Japan, and it took off. As of 2016, an estimated 3.6 million Japanese families celebrate Christmas holiday with the KFC tradition. I never knew that. Interesting. If you would like to tell your story, and you're in the queue at 347-945-5428, you can press your button to raise your hand, and we'll open up. And because it's hard for me to tell who's listening when people would just want to listen or if they want to talk. So if you want to talk, you can press in, and I'll be able to bring you live. Norway. For some Norwegians, newer Christian Christmas traditions are mixed with ancient pagan ones. One Christmas Eve tradition is to hide all broomsticks before going to bed. It is said that wicked witches and evil spirits that come out the night of December 24th will steal any broomsticks they see to fly on. A sweeter Norwegian tradition is the serving of riskrem. A chilled rice pudding with berry sauce for a dessert. Families will place a single blanched almond inside the rice pudding, and whoever finds it will get a small prize, and it is said to have good luck. We're going to go through just a few places. There are so many places. You know, there's over 160 and more, actually, because we're not going to know, of countries that celebrate Christmas. Just amazing, amazing traditions all around the world. The Philippines has the longest and most lavish Christmas season in the world, with holiday light displays, masses, and festivals held from September through January. You know, so many people in the Philippines now, they're working for so many other countries and companies, so they end up working through all the holidays. But it says they special Christmas lanterns are called perols, made of bamboo and paper, and they're hung around towns and villages, with some places even holding contests for the most beautiful Christmas decorations. It's tradition for families to come together on Christmas Eve for a big festive meal. Traditional Christmas treats include, puto bumwong, or bamboo tooth stuffed with purple rice, butter, sugar, and coconut. I'm going to have to ask some people about this one, too. There's, in Senegal, although a Muslim-majority country, Christmas is celebrated by Christians and Muslims in Senegal. The capital city, Dakar, is decorated with Christmas trees and traditional masks covered in Christmas lights. According to courts, the Senegalese people celebrate Muslim and Christian holidays together, as holidays are seen as an opportunity to share festivities with a communal spirit. It's just so much going on. United Kingdom is Christmas crackers are a big part of the British Christmas celebration. And these aren't the crispy, flat, round ones on the table besides the cheese. The BBC describes the Christmas cracker as a three-chambered cardboard tube wrapped in brightly colored paper that is twisted to connect the two outer chambers to the middle. Inside this candy-shaped vessel's middle chamber is a prize of a small toy, a joke or a riddle, and a paper crown. Wow, these people know how to have fun, huh? We're just coming up with so many different things. You know, it's good to add your own traditions and keep on going with that as well. It's just so much fun. We're going to hear a Christmas song and come right back. About Merry Christmas 2019, and this is Realty Universal Radio. We hope you're having a wonderful Christmas day and that you have a fantastic New Year's. 2020 is just right around the corner, and I'd like to go through, you know, so many different traditions, and there's many of us are getting older and younger ones and around the world, and the holiday spirit really is about peace and love and giving back. And it's so wonderful if we could just do that all year long and really think about it. And the things that make such a difference to us, I've noticed, is when we serve and connect with people. And that's what it's really all about. Sometimes I hear people constantly, they'll be in a slump, and they'll say, this one didn't call me, this one didn't call me. No one's calling me. I'm all alone. And it's like, you know what, pick up the phone yourself or go take a walk or go talk to somebody or go to a church or go to places to help. You know, there's so many people that are in need. You can go to nursing homes, senior citizen centers, just so many things you can do. And before you know it, you feel better. You get involved. There's so many free things to do. And, you know, one thing I want to bring up today, I got a Facebook Messenger from a friend out of state that was sending them around, and it was music and songs and quotes reminding everybody of how the 50s and the 60s were. And in this, it was talking about, and here he said, wow, it brought tears to his eyes. They were talking about all the old traditions and things we kids did, and I was in, well, 60s and 70s, getting out and playing and parents calling in to come in and doing playing hop, skip, and jump, you know, a rope, and going in the woods, climbing trees, playing with frogs, things we just take for granted, and catching fireflies. Did anybody remember catching fireflies? And he went on, there was a list of things to remind us about all the things that we can do that are fun, that are free. And bringing us back to memories, because we've been so inundated with the computer and the noise and the social networking, and so many people you walk down the street aren't saying hi. So we need to say hi. We need to show that Christmas spirit, that love and peace all the time. And I find, because I deal with so many people, that it's easy to get depressed sometimes. It's easy to get, you know, where you're just constantly doing and doing. And I find sometimes you just get back out and connect, and it's fun. And so I answered back, because I know he would see it, and I said, you know what? We can still teach our children, grandchildren, and everybody all those old traditions. Don't let the traditions leave. And that quietness that we get everything unplugged. Unplug the cell phones. Unplug everything. Take the kids outside. There's nothing. Mother Nature hasn't left. God hasn't left. Our world is still the same world that we had in the 50s, 60s. It's just what we're doing with it, you know, or the traditions. So that's something that we can have the best of all worlds now, and I think it's really important to realize that and think about it and go through it and change our attitudes. And, you know, life is always full of trials and tribulations, and that's why, you know, usually we do the annual show. Randy is on Family Radio now this week and next week, and we talk about all kinds of things, but I'm always really thinking about, you know, many of us are alone at Christmas. We're not all with families. There's different holidays. People have lost loved ones. It's very hard to deal with your first Christmas after you've lost a loved one, you know. And I'm just want to spread that cheer and say, if anybody wants to tell any of their stories, you can call in at 347-945-5428 and share with us, because you never know how your story affects and helps somebody else. It's you know, they said the suicide rate in the United States has gone up tremendously, and it's much higher than in third world countries. The reason for this is the running for, you know, to get more and do more and being on the treadmill and relaxing, and a lot of times in the third world countries, people are just happy to be alive. And so they're working on that. They're working on the reach outs and programs and to do that. But what I found is depression is not, it can be one day and then you're fine the next day. So the more you reach out, the better off you are. So I love to kind of go over all that a little bit, because I understand how it feels. I've been there, and it's not a good feeling, but this too shall pass. And you're needed. You're needed for this world. You're needed for your family or friends. Or sometimes family can be the hardest ones to want to be needed for, because they're not always the nicest. You know, they say Jesus said wasn't able to perform miracles in his own hometown, and familiarity does breed contempt. So I want to go through and say there's some funny Christmas quotes. And I got this out of Parade magazine. It says, I was Christmas shopping and ran into a guy on the street. I noticed his watch and said that it runs slow. He said, so does the guy I stole it from. Oh, that's from David Letterman. I don't know. Gosh, that's not fun. Let's be naughty and save Santa the trip, Gary Allen. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle these three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas tree lights. Maya Angelou, she was so amazing. God bless her. That woman had so much wisdom and passes on her wisdom through so many people, which is what we need to remember, that what we do today and what we do, whatever, is we don't realize all the lives we are touching at one smile, that one compliment, and you can make the difference in the world. So even when you're feeling down, remember you're that thermostat that comes through. And I want to mention, you know, in most of the world religions, there's a common thread of peace, love, and do good. And it doesn't mean every day you're going to feel that way, but, you know, you can do it as much as you can. And it really does brighten up your day. You do get more motivated when you help someone else. Let's see what other ones. The worst gift is a fruitcake. Why? There's only one fruitcake in the entire world, and people keep sending it to each other. Johnny Carson, he was so funny. For those many listening today might not remember him. It's been so long ago, but I remember him. You know, that is funny. I was noticing, well, somebody mentioned to me last year, when I was getting gifts wrapped at Boscov's, they said that you wouldn't believe how many people return the gifts. I'm like, gosh, that's horrible. You know, people spend so much time picking out gifts, and then they're just going to be returned. You might as well just use gift cards, right? But then that doesn't seem as sentimental, but then yet our times have really changed. So hopefully if I give you a gift card, you don't get upset. But it's true. People get gifts and then bring them back or give them to, they're going to other parties and they'll take them anywhere. It's just funny. Christmas, it's the only religious holiday that's also a federal holiday. That way Christians can go to their services. Everyone else can sit at home and reflect on the true meaning of the separation of church and state, Samantha Bee. I don't know about that one. It's always consoling to know that today's Christmas gifts are tomorrow's garage sales. Milton Pearl. Yeah, it's flies by. You know, we're almost at 2020. I don't know how many of you have made your goals or your plans. And, you know, I always say inch by inch, it's a cinch. And no matter where you are, what you're doing in the world, there's so much more to do and keep it simple and be happy and live one day at a time. See, I'm going to read a few more of these quotes because they're cute. Christmas is a box of tree ornaments that have become part of the family. Aw, that's for Charles Schultz. Aw, so many people, time flies. We celebrate the birth of the one who told us to give everything to the poor by giving each other motorized Tyrax, Bill McKibben. These comedians are pretty funny. It's easier to feel a lot more spiritual with a couple of bucks in your pocket. Craig Ferguson. Well, I love Christmas. I receive a lot of wonderful presents I can't wait to exchange. Now, see, that's Henry Wargman. That's what I mean. It's like terrible. But then, you know what? I don't like, but people do it. They literally call each other and tell each other what they want. And, okay. So, let's see. We've got... I have some of my old my quotes that I always say that I believe in that I'll tell you at the end. But we've got Christmas to a child is the first terrible proof that to travel hopefully is better than to arrive. Aww. You know, I remember I believed in Santa when I was little, and a third grade teacher told me that Santa wasn't real. And I thought, how could you tell me that? That's just not good. And so I didn't believe her. But... let's see. And here it says, I don't know what to say, but it's Christmas and we're all in misery. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You know, it's funny because many times the families gather through the holidays and many times they don't want to gather with the families, but hopefully you do. But when you don't, there's always this one or that one and all these questions get asked and many people aren't having fun with it. I was at the gym a week and a half ago, and I don't listen to people's conversations. I really don't. But this person, a college student, was like right near me because I was trying to use my phone in the hall, and he was using his phone. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, I just got home, and my mother's driving me crazy, and I want to go back to school, and I think I'm going to go to my grandparents' house because that's my other family." And my heart went out to him because I thought, "Oh, you know, there's so many things in families that are just part of life, and we kind of just need to accept them." Let's see, what other ones do we have here? there are three stages of man. He believes in Santa Claus. He does not believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus, Bob Phillips. That's cute. And so whatever you're doing, wherever you are, so many people listen to our show where the agents and brokers and real estate, you know, we have sellers, buyers, a lot of general public. So the Christmas is just a time to get out there and hope somebody else hears it or that it helps you, brings you cheer. And we'd love to hear from you, too. Here's one. I haven't taken my Christmas lights down. They look so nice on the pumpkin. Oh, funny. Let's see. It's Christmas Eve. It's one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, smile a little easier, we cheer a little more for a couple hours out of the whole year, and we are the people that we always hope we would be. Bill Murray. See, my thing is, let's do it all year long. Let's give cheer and love. Two things on earth that are free is love and peace. And one thing no one can ever take away from you, because everything and anything can be taken away from people, our health, our money, our finances, our family, anything, but they, you can never take your word away. And so be of good cheer and keep our words. Things change, so there's times you have to say, well, I wanted to do this, but I can't do this, but then it's better to tell people rather than to just go back on the word. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm going to go a couple more. We're almost at the end of today. And some of these comedians you're not going to recognize because they're Phyllis Diller. Wow. What I don't like about office Christmas parties is looking for a job the next day. Ugh. Aren't we forgetting the true meaning of Christmas? You know, the birth of Santa. Bart Simpson, that's the Simpsons. So, yeah, Simpsons. Let's see. Nothing says holidays like a cheese log. You know what I love? I love eggnog and eggnog ice cream, and I am really working on losing weight. And this year I'm kind of skipping it. Maybe I'll have like one, but I've been really good because I haven't had any. Usually I have a bunch between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and it just reminded me I haven't had any. So I'm going to have a caller call in and give us hello there. How are you?
Hello. My name is Donna. I was just I came to your your program.
Hi.
Are you doing radio?
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Hi, Donna. Nice to hear from you. Are we doing what?
Hi. And readings?
Nice to hear from you. Readings?
Readings, like...
You mean like psychic readings?
Yes.
Oh, no, we're not doing readings. We're just talking about Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is more like a real estate self kind of show because it's really Universal Radio. Yeah. But we don't. We aren't doing readings. Did you see something that said we were doing readings?
Oh no, I had put it on. I probably touched the wrong number or something. But I was listening to it.
Oh. Well, it's so great to hear from you. So, what are you doing? You're trying to make some decisions in your life, is why you're looking for a reading, or just kind of curious?
Trying to make kind of some decisions in my life.
Oh, sometimes reaching out, there's a lot of places and a lot of people that do readings, you know, we don't do, but what we do help with, we have a membership that we do, and one of the couple things that we do is really help people try to decide where your heart's going, where you want to be with your life, because something that I found, I'm Christian, and I'm open. I don't tell anybody it's one way or the highway, although I am Christian. But one thing I've found is, like, we intuitively, with our spirit and soul, we kind of know what we like and what we don't like, right? And sometimes we're put in positions in life where we're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't stand this. Or something's not right. And
right.
When we really listen. So what's going on? Is it more personal with a relationship or kind of thinking about jobs and where you're living?
Everything where I'm living, it's well, my job, that's one thing, and my kids, they've always lived with me and fell back on me when, you know, their kids were little and helped them out. And, like, they didn't even call and wish me, you know, Merry Christmas. It's one of them boo-hoo things. And, you know,
yeah.
My son living with me with, you know, my granddaughter. And, you know, I just feel, like, unappreciated. And as far as relationship, oh, God, I don't even know.
Well, how, you know what? I want to say one thing. You're not alone. How old are your children?
My son's 28, and my daughter's 33, and my other son's 38. But he has his own family, and he's, you know, doing his thing.
Yeah, but they, where does your one that's 38, where do they live, in Philadelphia, or are they out of state?
Oh, in Philadelphia, he lives with me with my granddaughter that's 6, which her mother lives 5 doors down. And, you know, it's like I get like it's just
they don't invite you to her mother's. The mother-in-law, they don't invite you to their Christmas, right? The mother-in-law.
No, but that's okay. There's a long story behind that. The 6-year-old stays up here with my son, and she goes, you know, like we do her, you know, her wash, her everything, and, you know, I clean up after everybody and all that stuff, and then she goes down there and they get the fun stuff, and I'm the mean one. And
I get it. No, I get it. I get it totally. You know what? I'm going to, if you want, I can see your number. I can call you right after the show. I'd love to talk to you. And because I think that there's some things I can help you with in that regard. Because I get it. It happens so many times in so many families, and we get unappreciated, and we're not appreciated, and it's difficult. I know that how that feels. And but you are amazing, and you don't deserve that. But it's not. Yeah, it seems to happen a lot with a lot of families. Can I call, give you a call back? Because we just have about 8 minutes left on the show, and then I'll just go through some of the for the other listeners, and then call you back if that's okay.
Sure, I would appreciate that. Great. Thank you.
All right, and so, okay, I've got your number right here. I see it. Okay, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
So you're very welcome. We're going to, let's see, going to go on one other. So we are coming almost to the end of our Merry Christmas show. You know, life is so important, and we are so special, and that's one thing that God made us all as miracles, literally miracles. And, you know, sometimes I say, gosh, if I didn't have my faith in God, I wouldn't be here, because people can really hurt you. People can hurt you all the time, and they shouldn't hurt you, but they do. And sometimes people don't mean to. And what do they say? Hurt people, right? Lots of times we get taken for granted, and it certainly does not feel well. I tell you, when you become successful, people pick on you. And then I'm not anywhere as successful as like some of the people. And you can see what's going on in our world today. And some people are getting picked on in ways that are just horrendous. And then I don't like to hear people say, well, that's the position they took, or they want to be a star, so they signed up for it. No, they didn't sign up for it. That's not fair. They're human, and they feel pain just like everyone else does. So that's definitely not not good, and we shouldn't do it. We should think about it. We should think about what we're doing. And so I'm going to go through a couple other things on Christmas, because we've only got about 6 minutes left. Time has flown, I'll tell you. It's let's see, a couple other jokes, and then I'm going to tell you some of my things that I always say. And it just reminded me about the eggnog ice cream. See how good I was being? I hadn't had any, and it didn't even bother me. So when you kind of get rid of a habit because you want to lose the weight or whatever, you have to replace it with something. And I've got to give myself kudos, because this is probably the first time that for years and years and years, that I didn't go buy eggnog and eggnog ice cream. So maybe give myself like cup or glass of it before the end of the year, but I'm not good because the combination for me is so great. I don't really like one or the other without it. But see, there's so many things you got to give yourself credit for. So Christmas is a miracle. Christmas miracles when your family doesn't get into a single argument of the day. Melanie White. There are 17 more shopping days until no. to Christmas. So guys, that means 16 more days till we start shopping, right? That's Conan O'Brien. These are just different jokes they're coming in and saying. So this goes, let's see, so many different things. From a commercial point of view, if Christmas didn't exist, it would be necessary to invent it. And, you know, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, we're Christian. We're not doing any of the gift stuff. We're doing that. We're celebrating Jesus. And I celebrate Jesus, too. But why not keep that gift tradition for your babies when they're little? It's so much fun. And then the other gifts, because people love to get surprised and get gift. And, you know, those little things are free. Well, you can do things if you don't – you could give cookies, or there's different things you can do, or even a card. You can draw somebody a picture. Don't think that if you write something mushy in a card or you draw somebody a picture and give it to somebody older and you're older, they're going to hate it, because they're not. They're going to love it because it came from your heart. So we are just about over. So I'm going to see. Let's see. Okay. I bought my brother some gift wrap for Christmas. I took it to the gift – wrap department and told them to wrap it, but in a different print, so he wouldn't know when to stop on wrapping. Stephen Wright. Oh, that's funny. People are so worried about what they eat between Christmas and New Year's, but then they really should be worried about what they eat between the new year and Christmas, right? That is true. That is very, very, very true. Let's see. I had more stories around. Let's see. I'm going to make sure I've got. Well, I never go over everything that I plan on going over, because it's an hour. We went a little bit less than an hour today. It just doesn't go. Hey, I want to say, if you're anybody that wants to take flights, Spirit and I has a lot of non-stop flights, but if you go to the ticket counter, you can buy the tickets for free. That's something I just learned. I travel a lot, and I like a lot of different airlines I'm not going to mention, but you can get tickets cheaper if you go to the counter. Not that everybody has time to go to the counter, but I just wanted to put that out there for you travelers, because there's a lot. It's easy to travel on the mainland. It's very inexpensive compared to what you may think if you order in advance. Let me see. I'm going to do this one, and then I'm going to tell you my things at Christmas. Last one, let's see. I set a personal record on Christmas. I got my shopping done 3 weeks ahead of time. I had all the presents back at my apartment. I was halfway through wrapping them and realized, I used the wrong wrapping paper. The paper I used said, "Happy birthday." I didn't want to waste it, so I just wrote, "Jesus wanted." That is a good one. That was really good. That was Dimitri Martin. That was really good. I like that. So we even have more. These are from Parade, and there's just so many. So I'm going to say, this is something that I say, my quotes at the holidays. It says, let's see. "Now, this too shall pass. God is real." These are from Natalie Mullenix. This is from me. So, or I should say Natalie Fazio Mullenix, right? I should go back to my maiden name one of these days. Let's see. "God is real. This too shall pass. Never assume. Don't second-guess yourself when you feel sure of what you want." You know, that intuition is real and given to us as part of humans as for a reason. Don't second-guess it all the time. "People will hurt you, but still get out and love people. We will have trials and tribulations, and with time it will always get better. Laugh as much as you can." Do you know you can make, it sounds silly, but there's a Japanese belly laugh, like where you just hold your head back, do a forced laugh for at least 30 seconds. You can't not laugh. So try it. I would be, so you go, you do it for at least 30 seconds and you're going to laugh. You can't not laugh. And it really makes you feel good. It's just really, really cool. "It's okay to be alone, and sometimes I prefer it. Dream big. If you're going to dream, dream big. Write down your goals. The shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. Never, never quit. Jealousy is ridiculous. People will get jealous. All you can do is try not to be that way. I love the rain. We all need to vent. It is okay." Probably better to call your girlfriends and vent sometimes than to vent to the men, because they don't seem to like it. But "behavior never lies." Richard Flint's quote. And an oh so true. It's like living alone, thinking you do not eat much, yet the dishwasher is always full. "Last year, and not this year, I felt like the Pillsbury Dough Girl because I ate so much food and sugar from the holiday. This year I've been good. I haven't been doing hardly any of it. I've been eating, but very minimal. We should all work on understanding ourselves. It can take years, but it's well worth it. When trying to quit a bad habit, we must replace it with something else. Trying to lose weight and wanting food, go for a walk, go to the gym, take an exercise class." This is a big one. This is a big one. Listen up. "Acceptance. We get more upset when we can not accept the way things are." You know the old serenity prayer, right? God, give me the strength to accept things as they are, courage to change the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's okay to cry. It's okay to grieve and to be sad. It's part of life. Forgiveness goes a long way. Prayer works. So if you're having a really bad day, curl up with a good book later and sleep. It usually looks better the next day. Sometimes give it 3 days. To everybody out there, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.